This is the Voice of America. I'm Larry London in the Verizon Center, and across from me is one of the most talented songwriters, singers, performers in the history of music.
I don't have any money on me, man. So that,
Certainly one of our good friends on the Voice of America in the last couple of years. We've had him before, and he's back again, Joey McIntyre, this time on the road with New Kids on the Block. Who knew?
Who'd have thunk it? I didn't know the last time I talked to you, that's for sure. So,
I mean, how is this all going? Is it feeling good for you to be back on stage?
Oh, it's tremendous. I mean, once you see the show and you see the reaction and, you know, you see how much fun we're having and there's a lot of love. You know, we had, it just goes to show how big a connection we had with our fans. It really was as important as we all thought it was. And, you know, just to be back and having fun in a different place in our lives, all of us, us and our fans. It's really nice.
Now, why now? 14 years go by. Is there a particular reason you decided this is the right time?
I know we would joke, and, you know, when people would ask us, it was like, well, it better happen soon, you know, or else it might not work. I mean, because we were so young back then, we're still young. You know, we're still young. And age is really just a number, so it doesn't matter. But I think it happened at different times in people's lives. I mean, for me, it happened after I felt like I was fulfilled and had a foundation. And, you know, I have a 10-month-old baby and a great family. And I don't know, maybe that was right for me. And then others had to go through other things to be at a different place. And maybe sometimes you need a lot of noise in your life to create. You know, and some people need a lot of quiet in their life to create. So there's a lot of different paths, but somehow we all met together.
And the last time I saw you singing, it had to be you and some great standards.
Yeah.
And, you know, the thought of singing Hanging Tough again,
right,
it didn't occur to you, but here you are.
You know, I've always done so many things. And sometimes I go, man, if I just, you know, stuck to one thing. I mean, there's definitely a theme to what I do, and that's being a song and dance man, you know what I mean? And this, you can't get much more modern day song and dance than this. And it's just, you know, to do, you know, whether it's, I mean, standards and that, those, you know, great, great songs of, you know, the 20th century, you know, Frank Sinatra and Nat King Cole's and, you know, those songs are just so close to my heart. And I was so, you know, grateful to have the opportunity to make an album that I was so happy with and tour with it. And but I love, you know, I love to do Broadway, and that's the same thing, you know, song and dance. And I love to act, and I like to do a lot of things. And I think I'll just keep doing that. I have to stay, you know, energized. And luckily, I've had a great variety of stuff to keep me. Keep me excited.
You've done several solo albums and some acting and things like that. And so, I mean, a year ago, if somebody asked you, would you be back with the New Kids on the Block? What would you have thought then? Maybe 2 years ago. Maybe a year ago you were talking about it.
So it's
about 2 years ago.
No, I mean, you know, I just, you know, Donnie and I would talk like maybe every 6 months. I mean, maybe more than that. But we would have like our biannual, like something would come up. You know, someone would ask us to get back for, you know, 2 seconds or for their show or for their, you know, big anniversary special or something and just want to throw us in there. And we knew we were never going to take that bait because it was for them. It wasn't for us. So then the topic would come up and then we'd start talking and you know, why it would happen, why it wouldn't happen, if it did happen, how it could happen, all that stuff. But other than that, you know, we were just going on with our lives. I mean, we're very strong-willed individuals and we have families and lives and goals and ambitions that, you know, are apart from New Kids, obviously, and I think we've, you know, shown that. And you know, and I know I'm sure we all have other things we're thinking about as well as we do this. But it was great to, you know, finally come together and you know, just start with the music. We just started with the music. No pressure, no deadlines. You know, sometimes things can look so overwhelming when you look at maybe the big picture. Or instead of, you know, keeping it simple, say, let's start with one song, let's go in the studio and see what happens. And we did, and we just kept you know, adding songs and making more music.
The new album sounds great from what I've heard. You know, I mean, you know, so the second single's got Ne-Yo on it, and I understand you've got Akon on the new album and a whole bunch of different guests. And
we do. We have a lot of guests. It's funny, when you look at albums, sometimes you go, oh, yeah, they just made a bunch of calls and got a bunch of stars on there to sell records. And, you know, that would be my knee-jerk reaction, but I you know, it just wasn't like that. It was, we really made a foundation, had a direction and a vibe for this album. And I think because we had that energy, people were attracted to that. And then we hooked up with Interscope Records and Jimmy Iovine, and, you know, they just have a, you know, I think they're the best record company, you know, in the world right now, because they really, they're right on the cutting edge, and they know what's hot, you know. And Donnie and Jimmy had a great relationship from back in the day, and they rekindled, you know, that relationship. And it just happened that, like, Akon was through a producer that we were working with, and then New Edition was someone we always wanted to work with. They were our hometown boys. And then, you know, you got Ne-Yo. That was sort of, we were hanging out with the producer of that record, like, months before we even thought we were going to do a song. And then we heard the song, we loved it, we jumped on it, we recorded it without really Ne-Yo necessarily knowing. We sort of was like, hey, what do you think? And he loved it, and he said, let's make it a duet. I mean, a lot of serendipitous things. I mean, for something like this to happen, it's, you know, it's, you got to have some magic. You know, you got to have some, you know, you got to have the universe kind of rolling with you, you know?
Yeah, the critics are writing that you guys got the magic. I mean, the crowds are going crazy, and I read, when, you know, you did your first show together again, that after the show, I think it was Donnie or someone backstage started crying. Actually crying, because the fans still loved you, and it was all there.
Donnie was crying on stage. He didn't wait. He didn't wait to go backstage. He was crying on stage. And
that's great.
Yeah, it's easy to get very, you know, emotional. I think John was crying before that show as we're waiting to enter, and then Donnie was crying on stage, and I think we were just all elated, you know, after that first show. And it's, you know, it was such a special moment and a special show that you sort of had to put it away, you know what I mean? Put that one in a box somewhere and just forget about it, because, you know, they're not all going to be like that. Well, you know what? So far they have been, because it's really such a special thing, you know, when you've waited this long and you didn't know you were going to do it, you didn't know it was going to happen, and then you have, you know, people coming together after so long, that's a lot of energy. That's a lot of pent-up energy, and it's really cool. I mean, it's really, I'd say it's surreal, but it really feels good. It really feels like, hey, this is what we do. This is what we're meant to do.
I got a couple of emails from people saying, you know, 100 million records sold and over 10 top 20 singles. Mm-hmm. I mean, what's left to prove? Why now? Why come back now?
Well, I think it's different for everybody. I mean, you could say that, you know, maybe our legacy was tainted a little bit because of, you know, it was so commercialized, and we were so, you know, corporate America, you know, saw what they could do. And we made a couple of, you know, maybe mistakes along the way as far as saying yes to too many things, and it was moving so fast, you know. So I think it clouded the image that we were five hardworking guys that love to entertain and make music. And so I think it's nice to step back and sort of write another chapter and maybe, you know, revise the history and make people say, okay, hey, maybe those kids weren't crazy. Maybe the, you know, 20 million fans weren't crazy, you know. So it's nice, and it's challenging. You do it because it's challenging. You do it because, you know, hey, maybe let's see what we can do here. Let's see what, you know, how we can evolve. And working together with five guys, you know what I mean, and cooperating and going through the ups and downs and having to compromise and fighting together for a goal, you know, that's it's just an amazing gift to, you know, be able to do that again.
Now, you know, all five guys in the band are very good looking. You have always been among the fan favorites. Yeah. Joey McIntyre has always been the best looking one of the bunch and the youngest one of the bunch.
I don't know about the youngest one, but
No. You're one of the you and Jordan do the singing for most of the songs. Yeah. But you've always been the front guy for the group. Now, how does it feel for you to be out there and then all these girls are screaming again and you got some new fans, you got some of the old fans who are back, and how's that feel for you? I mean, is that feeling great? You see some of the old
faces? No, it's great. I mean, you know, it's great to be in a group. You know, it's great to be a part of a team. You know, it's great to, you know, be one of, you know, five good-looking guys. You know what I mean? And it's nice to being in a group. You don't have to have all the pressure. As a solo artist, it's great freedom. You know, creative freedom, and you know, marching to your own drum and all that stuff, that's great. And you know, I've done that, and I will do that again. But, you know, the fact that, you know, I can put on this brown vest and a white shirt and know, hey, you know, I'll blend in good. I don't have to have the outfit. I can just have one of five outfits, you know what I mean? I don't have to be, you know, happy and sad and strong and, you know, every, you know, I don't have to be everything. You can be part of a team. That's why something like this is so rewarding. I think sometimes it's tough for bands to stay together sometimes, but the ones that do, I think, know how rewarding it is when you can just, you know, hang in there with each other.
And you guys paved the way for NSYNC and all of the Backstreet Boys came out around the same time, but you guys were first, and you made the mark.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it's got to feel great to come back and to a place you were 14 years ago and feel like you haven't left.
Yeah.
You didn't leave it. It's still there. They still love you. The record's doing very well.
Yeah. No, everything's good. I mean, you know, you got to make a good record. You know, we really believe we made a good record. We believe in ourselves. We have confidence that we make in, you know, modern hip, cool, hot stuff, and so when you have that confidence in yourself, you really don't worry about what people are going to say, you know. And when you're in it together, you know, you don't think of the risk, because I'm like, wow, these four guys want to go at it again, step up to the plate, you know what I mean? That's enough. Because people say, were you scared that it was going to fail? Well, no, because these four guys that I respect wanted to go for it again, and that's enough. And anybody who's been on a baseball team or any kind of team probably knows what I'm talking about, you know. And that's, you know, that's what it's all about. And, you know, the fact that we're part of history, you know, part of that history of pop music, you know, and being influenced by so many other artists and groups, and the fact that we're part of that history at all, influencing the next generation, is very cool, you know.
And I read somewhere where you had said in an interview that these days you're not bouncing around and dancing as much. I think when the Summertime video came out, you said, don't expect us to bounce around as much.
Right.
And I spoke to Danny a few minutes ago. Danny said, oh, we're bouncing around just as much as we always did.
Yeah. Well, we bounced around like, you know, those Super Balls that you get in the supermarket? Like, that's how we were. That's how much bounce we had. Now we're like a nice new basketball, you know what I mean? It's got a nice ping to it, you know. It's not so crazy. I mean, we're much more refined now, but we're dancing a lot.
Hard work. You guys are great. You really are. And a lot of people are happy you're back in the business. I, for one, am one of those people who's a fan.
Yeah.
And you gave a lot of great music to people 14 years ago, and I look forward to more songs off the new album.
Thank you.
You know, because it's a long time coming. It's been a long time in the works.
Yeah.
And not many bands can get together again and pick up where they left off,
which
you guys seem to have done. So, you know, congratulations to you,
question.
Joey, and to
Thank
all
you.
The guys and the new kids on the block.
Thank you. And it was, so this goes to what this goes
60
all around
countries and also the troops.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you want to say hi to the
troops,
they're tuned in.
No, I do. I do. I mean, I just, you know, I want to say thank you to, you know, the troops everywhere around the world for what you gals and guys do. And, you know, it sounds melodramatic, but like when I have a new baby and a new family, and you know, when we have to leave our families, I always think of you guys, you know, having to be away from your family and the sacrifices you make. And I know how lucky I am to just be doing what I'm doing. So, you know, thank you, and we love you, and get home safe, and, you know, check out the new CD. You'll like it.
Thank you, Joey McIntyre.
All right. Thanks.
Can I get you to do a drop?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
You know, just look at the camera. I'm Joey McIntyre, New Kids on the Block, and you're watching The Voice of America.
Cool.
TV, the first one.
Hey, I'm Joey McIntyre from New Kids on the Block, and you are watching The Voice of America.
Perfect. And the next one is you're listening to Border Crossings.
Border Crossings. Hey, I'm Joey McIntyre from New Kids on the Block, and you're listening to Border Crossings.
And the next one is for a show in Indonesia called VOADC.
VOADC. Hey, I'm Joey McIntyre, and you are watching?
Listening to.
Hey, I'm Joey McIntyre, and you are watching VOADC. Did I say watching?
Yeah, that's okay.
Hey, I'm Joey McIntyre, and you are listening to VOADC.
Perfect. And cool. The last one is Larry London for me.
Okay, listening to Larry London. Okay.
You
hear that crowd?
Yeah. Your picture's up on the wall.
Hey, this is Joey McIntyre from New Kids on the Block, and you are listening to my man, Larry London. He knows all the facts. I don't know where he gets them, but he knows what he's talking about, so I have to watch my back.